T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bill, the forecast for Sunday is temperatures in the single digits, wind chill below zero. How does that impact preparations for the game and perhaps
playing out the game? Yeah, we're going to get ready for the Chiefs, whatever it is, it is.
Do you mind playing in severe cold?
Love to play in a championship game. Schedule whatever you want. We'll be there.
Does it change the play calling? Does it make it harder to throw?
I don't know. It's Wednesday. We'll see what happens Sunday night. Right now, we're getting ready for the Chiefs.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That is, of course, Bill Belichick, and he's getting ready for the Chiefs. And, eighth straight championship game, you can't complain with that, about anything he says or does.
Elements don't matter.
Not to him. Let's say thank you for calling and texting and emailing. Most of all, thanks.
Thank you
so
for
much.
Listening.
Oh, my God. Thank you for enduring it. Especially with Dustin here contributing as he does.
But he's doing a great job.
Dustin, you're doing great, buddy. And Kevbo, boy, look at the shameful way you dress.
Kevin is special, I have to tell you. I came for Kevin.
You're here to work, okay? Get that nonsense off. And I want to thank Ray especially because he's a total pro.
I like you.
He doesn't wear Arsenal gear. Makes everyone sick. Now is the time we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Good morning, guys.
Morning,
how
guys.
Are you?
Morning.
Yeah.
Good
man.
Morning.
Do you buy that Tom Ricketts canceled the Q&A because it was the lowest rated panel?
Well, speaking as one of the hosts of it, yes, I believe that's accurate.
Self-deprecating Tom Ricketts. Yeah. I don't know that it was because they were boring. I don't know if because it was low rated. I think it was just they wanted to.
It was just too many
avoid.
People running up to the microphone and asking questions about Sammy Sosa.
I've been a season ticket holder since 1938.
It's so funny because you
Why
have
does
to,
a hot dog cost yes, so well, much?
But you do have to announce that, like, if you have any ticket questions, there are people, because people do come up and they'll be like, I was sitting at this seat and the guy in front of me had a giant Lincoln hat on and I couldn't see. Like, it's like, okay, man. Well,
that was actually Lincoln, sir.
That was. Yeah.
How dare you?
He's allowed to wear his hat.
Yeah, it seems awfully convenient to say it was low rate. It's not about how well a panel is rated. It's a matter of making yourself available. And I know it sucks, and I know most of the questions are stupid, and most of the people are idiots. I understand all that. Talking and he's right, but it's the
more symbolic than anything.
Hey, six or seven questions this year you'd like to have fans ask ownership and ask and hear ownership answer fans on instead of just us over and over again asking questions and hearing – the fact of the matter is these are what the things are that's going to happen. I mean, it's just that kind of rote stuff.
Right.
That access, that accessibility means something.
It's surprising because he is a guy that is as he pointed out, he's pretty accessible.
He walks around the ballpark.
Yes. Which makes it stand out that he's not going to make himself available at the convention, which is a fan convention. Although I don't know what he's doing something Friday night with Ryan Dempster, but it's not the same type of access that the fans can actually ask a question.
He's reminding Ryan to not do his Harry Carey impersonation.
No, I think they will pull up in a car and then they'll get out of it and Ryan will keep getting around it and getting out of it and running through it. There'll be another Ryan, another outfit.
Oh, he's so hilarious.
Yeah.
Can't get enough
Ryan
Dempster.
He's the clown
Dempster.
Prince of,
oh,
of
so
baseball.
Funny, so original.
There'll be a little clown show and then he'll go to like throw a bucket of water, a bit of confetti.
Well, that's a good one.
That would get me every time.
Yeah. There'll be some sort of a banana peel involved in it, perhaps even a pie thrown. I don't know.
And the Tom Tunney stuff is interesting to me, too, because they've almost completely stepped on Tom Tunney.
Oh, and you think? They have not been subtle about it at all.
The only thing he didn't do was list the website of the people running against him.
And if you read what Laura Ricketts wrote in Cranes, I mean, that was even a more direct hit and shot. And there's no ambiguity at all.
No.
Yeah,
and I know they genuinely.
I'm going to be up your butt every day.
The Ricketts family, they genuinely believe that what
he
they're
said
doing.
That. So I mean, and if you heard what Tom said,
what is the adage? You have to be a good neighbor. I'm going to be up your butt every day.
He referred to that as vulgar. Right?
He did. Yeah, he said that was
that
vulgar.
Bothered him, and I know that bothered him.
How would it? Who would like find that pleasant?
No, I don't know.
I lived in the 44th for a long time.
I brought 100 jobs to Belmont when the whole street was vacant.
Yeah, I know.
Was that Grody?
I think there is.
Grody did a great. Pressure.
I think there is some value to a political opponent to the biggest business in town. I do. I think there's some value to it. But the fact is that Tom Tunney has stood there on platforms and agendas that don't make any sense in modern baseball, in the way teams interact with cities and fan bases and money. I mean, there have been positions he's had to take that just don't
contrarian
make any
before
sense
the sake
anymore.
Of being contrary.
Yeah. It's not just – there's a difference between being contrarian and acquiescing to everything that the local big business wants to do. You can't make them potter, you know, but at the same time – there needs to be some sort of push.
No, I agree. It has resulted in some compromises that have worked. And I know the Cubs, what they still want, they want more night games. And they haven't gotten that yet. And they want to be able to shut down some streets on game day that they're not allowed to shut
down. $50 for a little garage action.
Those are the two things.
Do you think how much do you connect the night game desire with Joe Maddon being the manager? I mean, does that change when Joe Manager isn't the manager? Do they have... Does that factor in? Because he has been very vocal.
Because Joe Manager can't get up.
No, I think it's a modern baseball thing. I think that's more of a Theo thing, and understanding the circadian rhythms of baseball players, and they've researched.
Plus, with the way the CBA's changed, too. I mean, your availability for flights and day games and stuff, I mean, you're restricted in where you can and can't play, or how you can travel and not travel if you have that many day games.
One thing that's great, Joe, though, when you talk about having a force athwart a team to result in some positives. Wrigley concerts are outstanding because they're not on rock and roll time. They start on time. When they say that when AC/DC is going on at 8, they are, you know,
because they have to be done.
Yeah, Angus,
on time.
Get out of the bus, but get up here.
It's like that for every bar.
I mean, the same thing at like Ravinia. If you go to a place like that, there are laws about you got to be done by a certain
because of some wealthy people that live around there that want to go to bed.
Yes.
Why are they still playing the music? I'm tired.
But the problem is if Lauryn Hill shows up a half hour late and then can't get on the stage and you've paid for it, you want her to keep going and you got to go home.
I think it's fabulous. My favorite concert.
Personal
in the world.
Experience?
No, I'm just saying. Suppose you had a morning radio show and you had to get up anyway.
Neutral example.
She hasn't even started her set and it's already 10 o'clock. I mean, I'm just saying, it's a problem.
So when these people say on sports talk radio, I don't know about jobs, you all know I know about jobs.
Okay, but the Cubs believe that they really have done more for the neighborhood. They've helped the neighborhood, even as they've created.
Yes.
It's hard to argue with $1 billion in investments in that neighborhood. I mean, I understand where they're coming from. I mean, it's easy to see why they would believe that $1 billion of investment in that neighborhood would entitle them to certain things.
With a plaza that also functions as a skating rink and a yoga studio, like this open public area. What I do understand, though, I read there was a blog post from a longtime Chicago writer named Dave Hoekstra. He used to write for the Sun-Times.
Yeah. Terrific writer.
And it's a really thoughtful piece.
I took over Bulls beat.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was a wistful, and usually I don't have a lot of time for some of these sort of meandering, sentimentalized stories. But he framed the evolution of the Cubs as a pricing out of the middle class. That there's no place for a middle class fan anymore to go to. He was lamenting finally giving up his tickets over low these many years and generations of Cubs tickets. And it wasn't one of these, I love yum donuts. It was just sort of saying,
I love Dave as a writer, but you could write that about every professional sports organization.
There's
ever
no
since.
Question. It was a very personal piece about a personal relationship.
I lived in that neighborhood, and I do. Now that it is Disney World, I miss not getting mugged or threatened by people if I'm there.
Yeah, that's the trade-off. It's like the Times Square stuff.
What do you have?
I'm going to be up your butt every day.
Every day.
We're going to talk some baseball out of the gate here because of some of these odd market forces, and it's creating a very attenuated and uncomfortable free agent period here, and a lot of people are acting very strangely. But we'll talk football with Mike Florio at 10, Ian Rappaport at 10:40, Midday Midway at 11. Hub Arkish takes phone calls in studio at noon. Three chances to win $1,000, and we have a pair of tickets for Bulls and Heat on Saturday.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.